Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and today I'm going to give you 5 tips to be more boldly you. Now, if you listened to our last episode, which if you haven't, I hope you go back, we talked a lot about body image and I hope you came away with that episode that, you know, you are worth it. You matter and you shouldn't be afraid to be confident in your own skin. So today I'm just going to kind of reflect on that episode and some tips that maybe will help you, whether it's in a work setting, a social setting, maybe just in your relationships, but 5 ways that you can take action to be the person that you are and grow into the person that you want to be. Tip number 1 is to highlight your strengths. We always hear about knowing your weaknesses and knowing how to improve on what you're not so good at. But at my new job, not new job, I've been there a while now, I guess, but they had us read a book and do a test called the Strengths Finder. And I found this concept really interesting because it was all about, you know, in the workplace, knowing what you're good at and playing that up. So for example, if you are someone who is really good at listening, you know that that is your skill. And maybe that's something that you're more intentional about when it comes to relationships. Or let's say you're really good at making people feel comfortable in a new setting. So be intentional about using your strengths in those situations where maybe you don't feel so confident. Maybe you are a little bit self-conscious or uncomfortable, whatever the feeling may be. Know your strengths, highlight those, and make those known maybe to your employer and your relationships, whatever situation you're in. Tip number 2 is to know your values. Now, this may sound like, well, duh, I know your values, but when's the last time that you actually sat down and thought about, you know, what is important to you? Just because, you know, you say that your friends and your family or your faith is important to you, can someone on the outside, would they agree with that? A lot of times we say, you know, we'll use faith, for example. You know, I say faith is important to me, but I find myself, you know, skipping church on Sunday or, you know, doing things that don't necessarily align with my values. So, you know, be intentional about what is important to you, what are not necessarily your priorities, but the things that make you who you are, your character. You know, think of things that you would do even when no one's watching. For example, picking up a piece of trash if the environment's important to you. There's so many things, you know, not gossiping about someone or just doing the right thing and being a good human, whatever that means to you. Really take time to reflect on what are your values that you want other people to know and that you yourself need to hold yourself to a high standard. Tip number 3 is to have a mantra. Now, I hope you have one already. You've probably heard mine a million times, but my personal mantra is make it happen. So on those times where you just, let's say you're going in to do a presentation or you're, for me, it's teaching group fitness and, you know, times where I really want to be myself and the best version of myself, but maybe you just aren't feeling it that day. You feel like crap. It's raining outside here in Indiana, whatever it may be. So my mantra is make it happen. If I have something that's just stressing me out or I'm just not feeling myself, I'm in a funk, I have that mantra that I go to and things that I tell myself repeatedly in my head that, you know, remind me, no, you are a badass. You are confident. You are smart. You are funny, XYZ. To get inside your own head to replace those negative thoughts that are going to help you be the person that you know you are and you know you want to be. Tip number 4 is know what fires you up. This kind of goes along the lines with having a mantra, but if you're getting ready to go in a setting where you know that you need to show up 100%, know what gets you going. Maybe that's music. Maybe that's a podcast. It sounds cheesy, but for me, if I'm going into a job interview or I want to really make a good first impression on someone and I'm just trying to get ready, I will listen to a podcast. For me, a lot of times, Brennan Burchard or Lewis Howes will do these quick 5 minutes. They would be so cheesy that I would probably be embarrassed to listen to with someone else in the car. But for me, those things where someone's telling you, you know, this is what you were meant to do, you were meant for more, like that just fires me up. That is personally, I love that stuff. another thing that really fires me up when I just need to get out of that funk and be more of who I am is being creative and writing goals. You know, I have this awesome journal that has me rewrite my goals every 30 days. And this is kind of a new system that I've tried, and it has just been awesome because when I get in a funk, I find myself getting in that day-to-day, you know, go to work, go work out, sleep, eat, repeat, you know, that whole cycle that we tend to get into in our busy society. By writing my goals and just reflecting on, okay, now what am I here for? What is really important to me? Getting back in tune with that and keeping that fire in my belly of why I do what I do is what, it just kind of brings me life and helps bring the best out of me. My last tip, tip number 5, this is kind of more of an action step. The last 4 tips are things that you really just need to take time to reflect on, be intentional about. But tip number 5 is to do something uncomfortable every single day that is reflective of the person that you want to be. Now, what do I mean by that? If you are someone who wants to be more outgoing, maybe inside, for me personally, you know, I know that there's some settings where it's easy for me to talk to. It's easy for me to be out there. There's other settings where I find myself wanting to just like curl up on the side of the room, look at my phone, just kind of be a hermit crab. So do something, that action step that's going to build confidence. So let's say you want to be more outgoing. Every single day, you should sit at a table with brand new people at work. Right? Things like that. Or you want to, let's say for example, you want to make more friends. So every time you go to that group fitness class, you make a point to talk to someone new. You make a point to, you know, whatever it is that's going to be reflective of that trait or that skill or characteristic that you want to be, because we know that action builds confidence, and it's those small wins that keep us fired up and moving towards that person we want to be. So those are my tips to be more boldly you. I hope that gives you some new goals or new things that you want to work towards this weekend, because you know, here at Fit Friends Happy Hour, we want you to be happier, healthier, and just be the best you that you can be each and every day. So sorry today's episode was a little bit longer, but we'll talk to you next week. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. Leave us a review. We're always looking to hear what you think, what you like. And also send us a voice note. Lauren and I are doing a special project where we want to feature you. So send us a voice note to fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com. Maybe something you like about the podcast, something you've learned, an epiphany that you had. We want to hear from you. So send us that, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.